The Old Farmer's Almanac says the northern part of Wisconsin will be milder and drier than usual, while the rest of the state will be milder but a little wetter than normal. Old Farmer's Almanac editor Janice Stillman says this isn't based on the hair on the back of woolly caterpillars, but on solid science.
We use three scientific disciplines. We use solar science, which is the study of the sunspots and the other activity on the sun. And those occur in cycles, typically 11 years. And they are part of the study of climatology, which is the prevailing conditions. And so we look at those short cycles, and then we look at some longer ones, and we see essentially what happened, you know, in the years and decades and sometimes centuries past.
The National Weather Service winter forecast for December to March is much the same. Milder temperatures for Wisconsin. Meteorologist in charge at the Duluth Bureau, Mike Stewart, says they monitor upper air movement, ocean temperatures, and computer models, but they don't ignore the competition.
We have a copy of Old Farmer's Almanac out here. We refer to it just to see what their forecast tells. We use it just as a comparison with them.
Stewart says they don't put much stock in the almanac. In fact, they don't advertise the fact that they even read it.
We have it in a drawer, so if there's any visitors come by, it's hidden so it doesn't look like we use it.
In either case, both say milder temperatures mean fuel bills might not bite as deeply this winter. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.